Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the championship game. Accu-Chuck Husky Boys against the Kalskag Boys. Accu-Chuck wearing white, Kalskag wearing blue. 7 minutes and 6 seconds left to go in the game in the first quarter. And Accu-Chuck is up 4-0. Free throws right now, shooting two. Both look good. Bingo. 5-0 Accu-Chuck lead. The Accu-Chuck Huskies are pressing. And Kalskag does a nice job of breaking the press, moving the ball around nicely. Here we go, let's see what we got here. I think it's a turnover tip by the Accu-Chuck Huskies, and it is Kalskag ball. Looks like a packed crowd there at Accu-Chuck today for the boys' regional final. It should be a wild game and a good game, everybody playing really hard. Kalskag brings the ball in, sweeps around the perimeter, setting up the play. Defense is kind of pressuring, waiting. Top pressure back is looking good. Trying to pick off some long passes there. All right, dude. Kalskag keeps working the ball around. Corner back to the perimeter. Corner back to the perimeter. Dribbling. We got a trap set up at the half. Nothing doing there. They get the ball out to the corner. And no shot yet. Still trying to find the weakness in the defense. I believe there was a foul on the floor. And yes, there was. It was a foul on the floor against the Huskies. Kalskag will bring the ball in. Entry pass is in. Oh, turnover. Pass break. Let's see what we got here. And an easy layup. 7-0 Accu-Chuck Huskies. Huskies playing really high-pressure defense here. Not pressing, but they are high-pressure, meeting the guards up at the half-court line. All right, the ball keeps swinging. Nice look down low. Let's see what they got. Oh, and a foul on the floor, I believe. Yes, and the bucket doesn't count. 6 minutes and 6 seconds left. 7-0 Husky basketball and a Husky lead. The foul is on the floor against the Huskies, so Kalskag will be taking it out underneath their basket. Here we go. Here comes the inbounds play. Having trouble getting it in, but they did get it in. A long shot. No good, but rebound Kalskag. Ah, off their foot, and it will be Husky ball. 6 minutes left to go in first quarter. All right, Kalskag still full court pressure. Inbounds pass looks good. Oh, and a foul on the floor against Kalskag. Huskies will be taking it out on the sideline there. Alright, Huskies looking good with a 7-0 lead here. Beating the press, nice. Inbounds play look good. Moving the ball around nicely. Still working around the perimeter, dribbling around. Not working it down low yet. Probably trying to soften up those guards, getting a little lob pass. Oh, that was close. Lob pass and a foul. I thought that was going to go in, but nothing doing for the Huskies. And it is shooting two here. Little lob pass underneath, trying to find that weakness in the zone. Works out to our advantage, and we're shooting two. I believe the Kalskag boys are getting into the foul trouble. I believe they got four fouls already. The first free throw is up and good. 8-0 with 5:40 left to go in the first quarter. Here we go with the second one. Second one is up. And good. Rims in. Doesn't matter how it goes in, folks, it still counts. So 9-0, Accu-Chuck Husky boys with the lead. All right, Kalskag bringing it down. Working it with real quick passes, down low, nothing doing. Oh, foul on the floor. Husky foul on the floor. The Kalskag gentlemen will be taking it out underneath their basket. Huskies have two fouls already. And Kalskag has four fouls. Subs come in for Kalskag, and we are about to play some ball here. 5:29 left, 9-0 Huskies. Inbounds play is coming. Working it around to the corner. There it is. Nicely done by Kalskag boys. Trying to really find the soft spot, the sweet spot in the middle, but nothing doing. Our boys are really breaking down the passes very well. Jump shot. No good, but there was a foul on the shot, so Kalskag will be going to the line. 5:18 left to go in the first quarter. 9-0 Huskies with the lead. All right, Kalskag has a chance to get on the board here. Hasn't scored in a minute and 42 seconds. So here we go. First free throw shot, first attempt is good. 9-1. Finally got the first basket. Maybe getting that off their shoulders, feeling the weight of the game, feeling the crowd pressure. Trying to settle on the game. Second one's up, and it's perfectly through. Here we go. 9-2. Husky boys bring the ball down. Outlet pass to the outside. Still working that corner there. Looking perimeters. Passing around the perimeters. Three-point shot. No good. Rebound. Huskies. Nice rebound. Up it goes. Nice little rebound in there. 11-2 with 5 minutes left to go in the first. Huskies looking good on those boards like they were last night. I tell you what, those Husky boys are rebounding and boxing out nicely. Jumping straight up, so hopefully that will continue. Another turnover by Kauskag. Great defensive play by the point guard, Fritz Jackson. Fritz kicks it to the corner. Looking. Dribble penetration and cuts back around to the corner. Passes towards the far end corner. Dribble drive. Backboard. No. Rebound, Kauskag. Kauskag's coming down. Picks up the dribble. High pressure. Now we fall back into our set defense. Huskies' hands are out. Looking good. Oh, a little lob pass down low. We thought we stole it, but boy, the Kauskag boys put it up quick. 11-4 with 4 minutes left to go in the game. Or, excuse me, 4 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Here we go. Huskies slowing down the pace and setting up a set play. Working it down low. Let's see what we got here. Looking. Kicks it back out to the perimeter. Looking again. We're still passing it around pretty nicely. Trying to find that soft spot down low. Dribble drive penetration. Baseline jumper and air ball, no good. Rebound, Kauskag, 11-4. With 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. Long pass by Kauskag. Long pass does not connect, and it will be Akyachuk Husky ball. Tell you what, those long passes seem to keep sailing on teams every time they try to do that. All right, folks, here we go. Inbounds play. Fritz Jackson, dribble drive penetration. No good. Rebound, Jason Pacific, and a foul on the floor by Kauskag boys. Tell you what, they are in early foul trouble here, folks. That might be some easy points for the Huskies later on in the half. They're already at 5 team fouls, and we are at 3. Boys are playing aggressive. That's what that means. Here we go. Inbounds plays nicely done. Swinging it around the perimeter. Corner shot. Good. What a great shot. 3-point shot from the corner with someone in the face. What a great shot. 14-4. Husky lead. All right, Kauskag brings it down, working the perimeter. Looking around, right down to the free throw, little elbow jumper. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound, Kauskag boys. Think we're trapping in the corners, and Kauskag is forced to call a timeout. Great defensive trap there by the Huskies, forcing a timeout. Tell you what, the Huskies are looking sharp. They're looking good out there. Nice, solid, crisp passes. They're looking calm, cool, and collective. Well coached. Kauskag boys are also well coached. Not shying that at all. Huskies are leading 14-4 with 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Some fouls. Team fouls for Kauskag 5. Team fouls for Akyachuk Huskies 3. All right, folks. As we take a first timeout break. Okay, folks, we're back from the timeout. So let's see what we got going on here. Kauskag had to take a timeout due to the defensive trap that was set in the corner. Kauskag is looking to inbounds the ball. Play is about to resume. Ref looking around, sizing everything up to make sure everything's good. Hearing the whistle here, and here we go. Let's play some ball. All right, inbounds play tipped by the Akyachuk defender. It remains Kauskag ball. All right, let's see another design set up inbounds play. 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. 14-4, Husky lead. Okay. The ref is clearing back the full capacity crowd at Akyak. Inbounds play is pretty good. Sets right up at the top of the perimeter. Going dribbling back to the perimeter. Passing to the corner. They are working that perimeter, trying to force our defense to come out. But I tell you what, last night our defense did a nice job making them shoot a three. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, Huskies. Here we go with the fast break. Layup is good. 16-4 with 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first quarter. Tell you what, we outlet the ball very quick there. And boy, we had a Nice little fast break. Nope. Over-aggressive defense. We missed on that. Shot from the corner. No good. Rebound Huskies. Here we go. Slowing the pace down a little bit. And we're setting up our play. Cal Skag gentlemen are running the zone. So what we're going to be trying to do is cut through that zone and get the boys to kind of move one way and pass the other. There we go. Dribble drive. There you go. Dribble drive. Pass it down low. 2 points, 18-4, Akiyachuk Husky lead. Here we go. Cal Skag brings it down, working that perimeter still. Passes the ball to the elbow. And there has been a steal, and the bucket is good. Huskies are leading 20-4. Huskies are not pressing. They're coming back in that high-pressure D as soon as they cross the half-court line. Back to the zone. Swing down there for Cal Skag. Yep. Nice little block shot there, and that is good for 20-6. All right. Huskies bring it down, calling another play, swing it to the perimeter, and get it down low real quick. Little hook shot. No good. Good hustle by the Huskies to save the ball. But I believe the ball went out of bounds. Great hustle there, tried to save the ball. That was a really good entry pass and a great look. Just didn't fall. Nice looking hook shot as well. Don't see those very often anymore, but heck, at least we tried. That's all that matters. All right, here we go. Cal Skag enters the ball. Working at the top here, kind of setting it up, taking a look. Our zone defense is staying back. We're staying defended. The Husky zone looks good. Very well discipline. They're not moving out like they want us to, so they can find those cutters. There we go. Huskies at hands are out and being very patient here. Very, very patient. Nice look by the Cal Skag boys. Foul on the floor. That was a great job by the Cal Skag boys. Swinging it to the perimeter and going down low. Drawing the foul. And I believe the foul is on the floor. I don't believe there's a shot on that. 47 seconds left to go in the first quarter. It is 20-6. All right, here we go. Inbounds play to assume. And the referees are backing the crowd up again. Capacity crowd here at Akiak tonight for the boys' championship.
Hands up!
Time to go to region, or time to go to states. The winner goes to the states, regional goes home. Loser goes home. All right, long pass in. Tipped by the Huskies, however, Cal Skag remains control. Long pass back out to the top. Back down to the perimeter again with these passes. They're looking to try to find someone on a long pass down low. There is a steal and a foul on the floor. I believe it will be Akiyachuk's ball. Yes, it will be. Akiyachuk ball taking it out of bounds. That is the sixth team foul on Cal Skag. They got to be disciplined here. They can get in that bonus there, and we can really hurt them there on those free throws if we start making those. Alright, inbounds play looks good. Huskies working it around the perimeter, and boy, I tell you what, our passes are solid and crisp tonight. Nice, well, calm, cool, collective, very methodical here. Taking their time, looking around, seeing what we got. Cal Skag boy defense is maintaining their discipline here. Not pressuring too far out like we want. Dribble drive, penetration, no good off the back of the iron. Rebound Cal Skag. Cal Skag comes down with a into the quarter full court shot. Does not go. So after the first quarter, it is 20-6. Husky lead. Take a break for Husky basketball. Tell you what, as we start the second quarter here, I'd just like to remind everybody that Akiyachuk Huskies does have a Facebook page. Please follow us by typing in Akiyachuk Huskies and clicking on the blue paw. And then just follow us. We do not accept friend requests, but you can follow us for the school information and some pictures of what's going on and great in our school and get some school information, which is awesome. All right, folks, after that little announcement for Akiyachuk Husky Facebook, let's get back to the game. Second quarter, 20-6. Huskies looking good. Akiyachuk ball to inbounds. Cal Skag ball to inbounds. Pardon that. So Cal Skag about to bring it in. And here we go, beginning of the second quarter. All right, very similar defense here, being very poised and relaxed. We're staying back in our zone, reading the ball, having a good look here to see what's going on and causing turnovers, and that's what we do. Husky ball Zone's looking pretty good out there. Pinching off that court, making the court very small. Tell you what, the Huskies here are attacking every zone of the court. Nice little head fake to get him up off the air. Long court pass to the side. Baseline jumper, no good. Really nice rebound by the Huskies. Oh, shot rejected, but regained by the Huskies. And an easy layup, 22-8, with 7 minutes and 20 seconds left in the second quarter. Kauskag brings the ball down to the corner. All right, let's see what we got. Working it back up to the side. Oh, goodness gracious. Great play by the Kauskag boys. Pass right to the free throw. Drove, cutter comes in, and they bounce pass to the cutter for an easy layup. Great play by the Kauskag boys. Mikey Chuck Huskies come down. Ooh, shot is rejected. It'll be Huskies' ball. We will be taking it out underneath our own basket. It is 7 minutes left to go in the second quarter, 22-8, I believe. All right, folks, play's about to resume. Again, the crowd is just packed full in that gym. And they're even all the way along the back side of the basket there. Get a little less room to work there. All right, here we go. Husky boys are passing around, coming back on out to the point. Set it up. Nice dribble drive. Here's that little jump shot. No good. Rebound, no good. Kauskag gets the ball. All right. Huskies 2 trip down, 2 missed baskets. Kauskag 1 trip down, 1 made basket. 22-8 with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the second quarter. All right. Kauskag moving the ball around nicely, trying to get our zone to break, but there is a nice little fast break transition. It is up. Shot is good. And that is how you do it. A nice little defensive steal. You come down on a 2-1 fast break, and we make the basket. I'm sorry, there was no foul, so it's just a straight 2-point layup, 24-8 with 6 minutes remaining. Kauskag still working the ball around the perimeter. Dribble drop penetration. Nice little layup. A little dipsy-doo there to get the ball into the basket. So here we go. Huskies coming back down 24-10 with 6 minutes left. Foul on the floor. Oh, nope. I believe they called a travel on the Huskies, so it will be Kauskag's ball. Yes, 24-10 with 5 minutes and 58 seconds left to go in the second quarter. All right, here we go, folks. Play's about to resume. There we go. Referee gives the Kauskag boys the ball. Inbounds play looks good. Long pass down low. Let's see what we got. Layup no good. Layup no good and a foul. I thought that looked pretty good, but, you know, again, the technology is a little bit blippy right now, so there was a foul on the floor. Shooting 2. 24-10 with 5 minutes and 53 seconds left to go in the second quarter. All right, here we go for the first Kauskag free throw. First attempt. Oh, off the front of the rim, no good. Here we go. Really good sportsmanship out there. Here we go. Second shot is up. No good. Off the rim. Long rebound. Huskies get the long rebound. Nice job there to hustle the ball. Setting up the offense. Looking pretty good. There we go. Nice little outlet pass. Dribble drive. And I believe there was a foul on the floor. Nice drive there as the Husky player goes to the ground. Not too hard. Everything looks good. Shooting 2 here. And that'll also put us in the bonus for next foul. So 7 team fouls for Kauskag, 5 team fouls for the Huskies. All right, 5 minutes and 42 seconds left. First free throw attempt is up. And nothing but the bottom of the net. 25-10. Second free throw attempt is coming up. No good. And there's a scramble for the rebound. I believe the Huskies received it, but turned it over. So here comes a 3-on-2 fast break. Shot by Kauskag boys, no good. Scramble for the ball. Huskies come up with it. Out comes the outlet pass. Right around the perimeter, attacking the basket. Layup is no good. And there is a foul on the floor. A blocking foul. Got a little too aggressive on that rebound. All right, Kauskag comes to bring the ball in. That's the 16th foul on Accutuck, so the next one will be a bonus All right, Tosh Gag boys bring it down to the court. Very similar fashion. Kind of toss it around the perimeter. Lob pass down. And good. Nice little look down there. 25-12 with 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. There we go. Pass to the perimeter. Shots up. Off the iron. No good. Kalskag with a nice strong rebound. Here we go. Kalskag brings it down. Dribble drive again. Uh-oh. Picked up the dribble. That could be a little dangerous. Nice little dump pass. But now working around the perimeter to find the night open guy. Dribble drive. Penetration. And it is good. The Kalskag boys are on a 4-0 run here. 25-14. Oh, foul on the floor, and I believe that is going to be a bonus. Rich Jackson attacking the basket and got fouled on a reach-in foul, and that is a bonus shot. Excuse me about that. So it'll be a 1-1. Here we go. So if he makes it, we get to shoot another one. If he doesn't, we got to go for the rebound. 4 minutes and 33 seconds left in the first half. First free throw is up. Good. I'll tell you what, the Huskies are looking very good from the free throw line. I believe they've made their last 4 out of 5. So here we go. Second one up. And it is good. 27-14 with 4 minutes and 33 seconds left in the first half. Kalskag brings the ball in with no forecourt pressure from the Huskies. We're just settling back in that zone, trying to force them to make some good passes. Pass goes to the middle, out to the perimeter, swings it around. Uh-oh, and we got a little bit too hyper there, I believe, and fouled, which I believe that puts us, or Kalskag, in the bonus. So we have 17 fouls, they have 18 fouls. So here we go, shooting 1-on-1 for that. Foul. 4:21, 27-14, second quarter. First shot is up. Good. It is good. Nothing but net. So I believe it is 27-16. And the second free throw is going to be shot. And it is no good off the front of the rim. Excuse me. It's 27-15. 4 minutes and 19 seconds left to go in the second half. Or first half. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. I'm going all over the quarters. There was a scramble for a ball there. And I believe there was a foul on the floor. Here we go. So we are also in the bonus, so we will be shooting 2. Referee checking to see if there's any blood because of the scramble on the floor. We're looking good here. And here's where we're going to make our money, folks. We want to make these foul shots here. Make these foul shots count. These are 3 points here if we make them. Here we go. First shot is up, and it is good. Very good. Here we go. Second shot on its way. Referee making sure everything's good. Gives the Husky player the ball. 28-15. Shot is up. And it is good. There you go, folks. You want to make those free throws to really get your opponents to not play so aggressive. But here we go. Kalskag boys beat the press pretty easily. All right. Dribbling around. I tell you what, folks. Kalskag boys keep passing right to the left-hand side every time they come down. That's where they're setting that play up. I believe there was a turnover. The defense kind of realized and leaned that way. Yep. Husky basketball. Inbound play looks good. Perimeter pass. Dribble drive. Off the back of the rebound. That was looking pretty good, but nothing doing for the Huskies. Kalskag rebounds, bringing the ball down. And working it low, and an interception there. Here we go. I believe the shot was tipped. Shot, rebound, Kalskag's ball. So Huskies come down, had 2 attempts, missed both attempts, and Kalskag has gotten the ball with 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. Score is 29-15. Both teams are in the bonus. All right, the press. Oh, almost worked. We had a tip ball, and it does work. Here we go. 3-on-1. And the basket is good. 31-15 with 3 minutes and 21 seconds left. We fall off the press there. Back into our zone. Here we go. Pass right to the middle. Kicked out to the corner. And I believe Kalskag is still trying to work it around the perimeter. Here we go. Really attacking that left-hand side. Baseline layup is good. 31-17 with 3 minutes left to go in the second quarter. That was a nice dribble drive penetration. Really nice. Husky's nice little move there. Dribble drive penetration as well of our own. And a layup is good. 33-17 with 2 minutes and 49 seconds left. And I believe there's a timeout, so we are going to take a Husky break. All right, come back with more action from second quarter. All right, folks, we're back after the timeout with 2 minutes and 46 seconds left with the second quarter, 33-17, Husky lead. Huskies are back into the press. Kauskag trying to bring the ball in. Nice little press break. It worked very well. However, they turn over the ball on a side pass, an outlet pass, so it will be Husky ball. So here we go. Huskies enter the ball in, nice and clean, setting up a play, taking a look at what's going on with the defense. Kind of kicking it around the perimeter, trying to pick up those soft spots there. Kick it to the corner, nice little give and go there. There you go. That's how it's done. You kick it to the corner and you get that cutter, and it is 35-17 Husky lead. Kauskag boys coming down the left-hand side, looking. Probing, cross-court pass to the right-hand side. Finally finds the gentleman in the middle, dumps down low quickly, off of a Kauskag player, and I believe it is Husky ball. Nope, I'm sorry, it was off a Husky player, so it'll be Kauskag's ball underneath their own basket with 2 minutes left to go in the second quarter. All right, here comes the inbound pass. Nice little lob pass down low. Perfectly executed by the Kauskag boys. 35-19. Here we go with the Huskies bringing it down. Fast pace action here. Dribbling around the baseline to try to find the open man. Comes right back to the baseline. Jumper. And good. What a move. Come back out like he's going to come around the perimeter. And goes right back to the baseline with a nice little baseline J. Tell you what, folks. Rich Jackson has really stepped up his game here. Turnover by the Huskies. Long pass. We got a 2-on-1. Nicely. Oh, what a pass, folks. A little lob pass. And I believe Robert News cut it in the air and a layup without even touching the ground. There you go. How do you do, Dipsy do? 39-19. Almost another turnover by the high-pressure defense with 1 minute and 20 seconds left. Shot by Kauskag, no good, and rebounded by the Huskies. All right, Huskies kick it back out. Working the perimeter, looking down low again. And nothing doing there. They're looking to shot a little quick on that, but that's all right, folks. 39-19 with 1 minute left to go. Dribble penetration and a nice little layup. Split the defense on that zone and just drove a nice little layup. A little under a minute left. Huskies taking a look. Up, pass is stolen by the Kauskag boys. 2-on-1. Layup no good. Rebound Huskies. Here we go. Fast pace action. Little baseline jumper. No good. Nice rebound by the Huskies. Now we're setting it up. Now we're taking a look. 35 seconds left. 39-21. Excuse me, folks. Here we go. Nice little pick and roll. Kind of a little keep away right now. Trying to settle it down. Trying to settle the pace down here. All right. 16 seconds left to go. 15, 14. Still probing. 13, 12, 11. Nothing, 10, 9, nothing attacking yet. We got to hurry up and we got to get on the move if we're going to do it here. 5, 4, 2, 1. No shot. Held the ball. No shot. 39-21. At the half, Husky lead. We'll be back at the start of the third quarter. Again, just a one reminder about the AccuChuck Husky Facebook page. Search on the title AccuChuck Huskies. Click on the blue paw and please follow us. All right, folks, we're back after half, and the Husky boys have got a commanding lead here. 7 minutes left to go. Huskies coming to our way here, and I believe it is 42-21. Huskies are working the ball around nicely, kicking it, swinging it nice and quick. Dribble drive penetration, kick out for an open 3. 3-point is no good. Long rebound. Fighting for the ball, fighting, and I believe it is a Kauskag ball. Yes, Kauskag ball it is. All right, folks. Here we go. Kauskag inbounds the ball. And swinging it to a perimeter swing here. Baseline layup, and it is good. 42-23. Accutuck lead. All right, folks, here we go. Huskies coming down. Swinging towards the perimeter. 6 minutes and 25 seconds left. Still swinging around the perimeter. Nice quick perimeter making the defense move around. Little jumper. Nice little rebound. And I believe there was... looks like the ball... It looks like it was good. I'm sorry, folks. The internet skipped a little bit on me. So, it looks like it is good. 42-25. Here we go, folks. Kauskag enters the ball in. Huskies retreat on defense. Kauskag moving around. Passing it towards the perimeter. Working the corner again. And here we go. Shot is up. No good, but rebound is. So here we go. 27-42. And I know I keep saying here we go, but I'll tell you what, these boys are pumped up for the second half. A chance to go to the States. Huskies swinging the ball around the perimeter. Nice little baseline jumper. However, the shot was blocked, and Kauskag comes down with it. All right, Kauskag setting it up towards the middle of the court. Little turnover there, an easy layup for the Huskies. 44-25 with 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Kauskag brings the ball down quickly. Dribble, drive, penetration, no passing whatsoever on that little drive, and we get the rebound. The Huskies pull it back out to settle it down, looking around, trying to work the ball inside, long shot, and good. Nice little shot there. All right, Kauskag boys are coming down. Slowing the pace down a little bit. Thank goodness it's hard to commentate when the pace is that quick. Whoop, there's a turnover. Husky ball. Lob pass down low, kicking it back out. Baseline shot, no good. And I believe the ball was out of bounds, tipped by a Kauskag player, and Akiyachuk will be bringing the ball back in bounds underneath their basket. Entrance pass, looking good. Shot again is blocked on the baseline. Kauskag boys recover nicely. Here we go, Kauskag bringing it down the court. Looking. Nice little defense. Nice little dump pass down low. Shot's no good. And out comes the Huskies very fast on a little breakout play. Alright, nice defensive play by Kauskag. Off of the Husky player, so it'll be Kauskag ball. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Huskies fall back into a pressure defense here, meaning the guards, as soon as they get the ball with the front two defenders and three defenders in the back, are staying back, protecting that basket. All right, the quick pace has halted here, and the Kauskag boys are swinging it around. Jump shot, no good. Rebound, no good. Another rebound. Hits it with 3 minutes and 53 seconds left to go. Huskies do have a lead. All right, folks. Huskies come down, swinging it around the perimeter, working in the corner. Nice little cut. Layup is good. Way to work it in the corner, and then seeing the spot, seeing the opening, and cutting to the basket nicely and quickly for an easy wide-open layup. All right, folks. Kauskag has the ball, working the perimeter again. I believe tried to go baseline, but was halted by the defense. Puts it up, and good. I think that is an and-one shot. So we'll take a break as soon as every player gets lined up here. Okay, folks, there we go after the free throws. There was a timeout, so it's 3 minutes left in the third quarter. 48-24, Husky lead after the timeout. Let's see what we got here. After the timeout, it will be Kauskag ball inbounding here. Kauskag beats the high pressure by the guards. Coming down the court. And the layup is good. There we go. 48-31. Getting closer here, folks. All right. Huskies coming on back down. Setting up the play. Higher pressure defense by the Kalskag boys, and the pressure works. Turnover, long pass down the court. Layup is no good. Rebound the Huskies. Huskies are looking, swinging, and kicking it out. Down the court we go. Setting up a play here. Trying to slow the pace down a little bit, but nice quick passes and another turnover by the Kalskag boys. The pressure is heating up here with the Kalskag defense. Foul on the floor. I'm not sure if that was a block or it was a charge. Let's see what the ref calls here. With 2 minutes and 26 seconds left in the third quarter. All right, subs come in. Everything looks good. Refs are holding up play. Here we go. It is Kalskag ball, so I guess that was an offensive charge. Or a blocking call on the Huskies, excuse me. Kalskag working that baseline pretty good. Ah, reverse layup, good baseline, 33-48. There's a little under 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Let's see, I believe there was another turnover by the Huskies, so three trips down, three turnovers by the Huskies. All right. Setting it up for the Kalskag boys, working that same baseline corner again. Still trying, I think. Loose ball. We're all fighting. Jump ball is called with 1:53 left in the third quarter, and I believe it will be Husky ball. All right. Huskies enter the pass in with no pressure from the Kalskag boys. Here we go. Looking around. Dribble drive penetration. Layup no good. And then again, up. Oh, foul on the floor. So we had two opportunities there. The Huskies had two opportunities with a layup, but nothing doing. Nothing falling for the Huskies. So a foul on the floor, I believe. And it will be Kalskag ball with 1:44 left. I believe it is 48-33. Yes, 48-33. Inbounds play by Kalskag. Nice hustle on the Husky defense to get back into positions to halt the attack. Kalskag slowing around, trying to run an offense here. The defense looking pretty good. Kind of staying disciplined like they were in the first half. Nice little pass underneath. Baseline again. Same reverse play there. 48-37. Making a little comeback here. Chipping away at the lead. Huskies coming back down. Nice little pass there, and a layup. Nice little dribble, finding the open man to lay up. There we go, 50-35, I believe. All right, picked up the dribble. Pressure defense, nice looking defense there. Way to go straight up from the Husky D. Finds a baseline jumper, no good. Huskies with a solid rebound and a kickout pass. Huskies are running pretty quick, being aggressive here late in the third quarter with 47 seconds left to go. Pulling it back out to set a play. Finds a wide open man on the opposite perimeter side. Pass back to the guard was stolen. And a layup is good by the Kalskag boys. 37-50 with 30 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Huskies coming back down on the attack. Nice little screen. Roll off for a baseline jumper. No good. Rebound, Kalskag boys. Long pass down the court. And I believe it is tipped by the Huskies, and they are coming down 4-on-2. Layup no good. Foul on the floor. And it will be against the Huskies, so Kalskag will take possession. 10 seconds left to go in the third quarter, 50-37. And I tell you what, the Kalskag boys are in it. They've been chipping away at this lead. A little higher pressure defense this time around. Caused a couple turnovers and have taken advantage of it. Kalskag comes down. No good on the last third quarter shot as the teams go to their coaches, their respected coaches, for last quarter adjustments, folks. This is Husky Basketball on the Husky Pride Podcast. All right, folks, here we go for the last quarter and a chance to go to the state championship. Huskies are inbounding the ball. I'll tell you what, this is an exciting game. The house is packed at Akiak. Akiak has been a wonderful host. And everybody, I hope, is having a good time watching the games. Huskies pass the perimeter around, dribble drive penetration, and it is good. That's a good way to start out the fourth quarter, 52-37, and we're still in that two-guard pressure here. There we go, picking up the dribble, and then there's the attack. There's the trap. Drives through it, though, however. Finds the open man in the corner, and I believe there was a foul. And it will be Cal Skag ball underneath their own basket. 7 minutes and 37 seconds until we crown a regional champion and they move on to the state. I believe the states will start not next week, but the week after. That would be the Akiatuck Husky spring break. Alright, refs are conferring to see if they got the call correct. Whose ball is it? Looks good. I like to see that when the refs get together to make sure that they got the call right. That's the most important thing, making sure they got the call right. Tell you what, the crowd has been an excellent crowd. They've shown great sportsmanship in the players and the coaches as well, and I appreciate that as well. Alright, Cal Skag inbounds the ball, and it was tipped out by a Husky player, so let's redo it. Alright, 52-37, the fourth quarter with 7 minutes and 36 seconds left. I'll tell you what, the Huskies need to slow that pace down, I believe. Waste some of that clock. Slow it down, take your time, get those shots. But, you know, when you're in the heat of the moment and the crowd is rocking and rolling, I'll tell you what, that's a hard thing to do. Alright, Huskies actually intercept the inbounds pass, but I believe there was a foul on the floor. It will be... Yes, there was a foul on the floor against the Huskies, and we are in a 1-1 situation here. I believe the Huskies have 17 fouls, and Cal Skag has 2. All right, let's see what they do here. This is where they need to take advantage to chip more away at this lead, to get on that line and hit those free throws. First one is up, 1-1 is good, so we're shooting another one. Take advantage of these free opportunities is what I say, and if you take advantage of them, good things are going to come around. You never know what can happen. All right, second one's up, and it is good. So it is 52-39 with 7 minutes and 35 seconds left. Huskies inbounds the ball. Light pressure from the Cal Skag boys. All right. Swinging around, dribble drive, penetration. No good. Rebound. Huskies kick it back out. Yep, shot is blocked. Good block by the Cal Skag boys, but they end up throwing it away, and it's Husky ball. See what, we're driving the ball real well, but the big guys from Cal Skag are doing a nice job of standing their ground, going straight up, and blocking our efforts here. We got to try to figure a way to get a cutter in there somewhere. All right, here we go, swinging around, inbounds play. Inbounds play looks really good. Here's the attack again. And I believe there is a foul on the floor on the shot, so Huskies will be shooting too. All right, here we go, folks. 7 minutes left in the game, 52-34. And we are shooting two. That was a shooting foul. All right. Gotta make these, folks. Put a little more pressure on them. The first one is good. Excellent job by the Huskies. Really poised on the line today. Both teams have been exceptional from the free throw line. 53-34. With a little under 7 minutes left to go, second shot is up and good. There you go. Make your free throws. Very fundamentally sound game. All right. Some high pressure from the guards. The Cal Skag seems to break it. Little give and go. Underneath layup is good. All right. Kicking it back out. Huskies on the attack. Cal Skag on the defense. Swinging it around. Whew, wild pass, but we do save it. And I believe... Oh, wow. I tell you what a great little layup there, but I believe they called a charge on that. All right. Yep, they sure did call a charge on that, unfortunately, because the bucket would have counted. Press break is broken. Coming down. The layup no good. Cal Skag is still fighting for the rebound, and I believe the Huskies have received the ball. No, folks, the internet went out on me here, so let me pause it and try to pick up the game. Alright, folks, I'm back with you. Finally got the connection back, kicked back up. 6 minutes and 22 seconds left. Kalskag free throw is missed, but the rebound is given by the Kalskag boys. Kalskag with a layup. Alright, 56-44. Kalskag still chipping away at this lead. Swinging the pass around, attacking the basket nicely. No good. Rebound Huskies. Huskies, uh-oh. Nice little save there. Whew. All right, kind of attacking again. Kick it back out. Long shot. No good. Kalskag rebound. Steal by the Huskies. And I believe there is a foul on the floor. 5 minutes and 47 seconds left. Yep, shooting two here, I believe. 56-44. Kalskag hanging strong in there, being a little pesky here. And I believe there's a timeout, so we are going to take a break. All right, folks, coming back out of the timeout. 5 minutes and 47 seconds left in the game. 56-44, Accutuck Husky lead, and the Huskies are shooting two on the free throw. Got to make these count. Got to put those pressure on the Kalskag boys. They have gotten stronger as the game went on. They seem to be attacking more and more and more. First shot is up. No good. All right. First shot is up. No good. Let's make the second one count here. I believe it is. Up. And good. There you go. One out of two. 57-44. With 5 minutes and 46 seconds left to go. All right. Kalskag coming down. Swinging the ball around. Gotta have some sense of urgency here. They're down by quite a bit, but yeah, I tell you what, you find those open shots and hit those free throws, you'll be right back in the game. Again, still working that perimeter. Defense staying strong, staying in their position. Driving, shot, and good. Nice little shot there. Okay, Huskies got to respond with an answer here. Looking, setting up the play, calling plays. There you go. Get some of that clock. Jump shot. No good. Kalskag boys with the rebound. All right. Trying to get it up the court here to beat the pressure. Layup is good. Here we go, folks, making it a game. Gotta watch out. Oh, almost a high pressure steal there. 57-46 with 4 minutes and 40 seconds left. Huskies working the ball around, trying to find some spots and some open shots. 3-point shot, no good. Rebound, Kalskag boys. 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. All right, trying to hurry up on the pressure here. Kalskag does a nice job, long two. No good. Rebound, Huskies. All right, let's slow it down here, boys, and think ourselves through it. And I believe there has been a timeout called. We'll be back after this moment break. Okay, folks, coming out of the timeout, 4 minutes and 15 seconds left. It is 57-48. The Kalskag boys have chipped away at this lead. They come down to a single-digit lead now, not a double-digit, so a single-digit. They're down by, I believe, 9, if my math serves me correct. I taught social studies for 13 years, so math might be a little hazy. But inbounds pass. Stolen by the Kalskag boys. Layup is good. All right, 50-57. 4 minutes left to go. There is a foul on the floor by the Kalskag boys. They're not in danger of a 1-on-1 yet. But every foul counts late in the game. All right. Got down to a 7-point game. Let's see how the Huskies respond to this high pressure with 4 minutes left to go. Play looks good. Looking it around. Uh-oh. Steal. Nope. Foul, Kalskag boys. Let's see what the call was here. No, actually a foul, Husky boys. And they are in the 1-on-1 bonus. Alright. Like I said earlier in the podcast here, you make those free throws and you make them count here. This is a good chance to make the game real close with these free throws. Alright, little adversity here for the boys. First shot is up and good. 51-57 with 4 minutes left to go. Husky lead. Little adversity never hurts anybody. It's how you respond to it as a team. Alright. Second shot is no good. Husky rebound, quick breakout play, and pulls it back out. Very smart. Pull it back out. Lob pass underneath. Layup is good. 59-51. 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. Nice little lob pass. Alright. Playing some defense. Getting the trap going in the corner. That baseline has been working for the Cal Skag boys here this second half. And they find an open man underneath, and the layup is good. 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. It is back and forth. The pace is hectic, folks. Shot up by the Huskies, no good. Rebound by the Huskies. Kick it back out. Kicking it back out to the perimeter, looking for the open man. Shot is up, no good. Rebound, Cal Skag boys. All right, Cal Skag boys beat the high pressure. There's a 3-on-2. Layup, no good. And the rebound put up is good. Back and forth, here we go. Nice little championship game, and I believe the Huskies called a timeout. I'll be back after the timeout. Okay, coming back after the timeout, 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, 59-55. Cal Skag has been chipping away. They were down 38-50s. And I believe there's another timeout been called, so let's take a quick break. Alright, folks, coming back after the second timeout, I'll tell you what, the crowd is into it in Akiak. The crowd is being very loud and very, very sportsmanlike, so that's good to hear. And good to see everybody having a good time and getting to see a great game here. And I believe it is Husky inbounds. The inbounds is clean. Alright, working it around. Nice pass underneath. No good. Up, and the shot is good. Nice little rebound shot. 61-55 with 2 minutes and some 2 minutes and 40 some odd seconds left. Here come the Cal Skag boys, and I believe they threw the ball away. That is a not unfortunate turnover. So here we go. Huskies come back in with the ball. Here we need to take advantage of this. Swinging it around. And I believe there is a foul on the floor. 2 minutes and 34 seconds left, 61-55 in the fourth quarter. Winner advances to the States. And the loser goes home with a second place finish in the regional tournament held in Akiak. All right, 2 minutes and 34 seconds left. A great game here, folks. Back and forth. I can't tell you how pleased I am to see all the boys playing very hard out there. Giving it their all. Excellent job. Great game. All right. Inbounds play looks good. Kicking it to the baseline corner. And I believe the shot was blocked. Yeah, the shot was blocked, and I believe it will stay. Husky ball. All right, 2 minutes and 24 seconds left. And it is Husky ball. Inbounds play. See if we get it in clean, and we do. Working it around. There you go. Slow the pace down. Make it your game. Alright, still looking. I'm trying to make him foul. Nothing dangerous here. And there is the foul. Alright, wasted some time there. Wasted a good 15 seconds off the clock. Time is our friend, and I believe we are in the bonus as well. Again, making these free throws count really can hurt the team that you're going against. I mean, you're in the lead here. Hit these free throws. First shot is up and no good. Rebound, Cal Skag boys. Alright, Cal Skag boys coming down. With a minute and 50-some seconds left to go. And a foul, a shooting foul on the floor. Alright, back and forth we go. A minute and 53 seconds left. See how we do here. I believe the gentleman will be shooting two from Cal Skag. Alright, first shot's coming up. And it is good. Nothing but net there. 61-56. Subs come in. Fresh legs come in. Alright, second shot. Here we go. Second shot is no good off the rim. Long rebound, and Husky's got the ball. Let's see, they blew the whistle. I don't know what the whistle was for. But I'm sorry, folks, I got a loss of words. I don't know what the whistle was for. And then the Kalskag boys are taking the ball. And a foul on the Huskies. All right, not much time went off between the two free throws previously. So a minute and 51 seconds left, and 61 to 56. Subs are coming in, making sure everything's looking good and appropriate. All right. Let's see how they do it. First shot coming up for Kalskag boys. Tell you what, folks, the crowd is very loud there. First shot is good. 61-57 with a minute and 51 to go. I tell you what, you can cut the tension with a knife. Whew. I tell you what, I'm here watching this on the internet, and I'm getting nervous, a little sweaty here. All right, second shot up. Another whistle blown. And I believe there was a lane violation. So they'll get another shot at this. And the shot is no good. Rebound Huskies. And I tell you what, Kalskag boys are really pressuring. And a foul on the floor. All right, a minute and 43 seconds left to go. 61-57, I believe the score is. And the Huskies are in the bonus. That means we are shooting a free throw. If we make it, we get to shoot another one. We gotta make these here. All right. First shot upcoming for the Huskies. First shot again is no good. Rebound Huskies. And I believe it is Husky ball. Yes, it is. Huskies are going to be inbounding with a minute and 42 seconds left. All right. Everything. The ref making it look good. Play starts. Inbounds play. Looks clean. All right. High pressure. Scramble for the ball. Kalskag gets the ball on a turnover. And I believe there's a foul on the floor. Yes, there was a foul on the floor, and the Kalskag is going back to the line with a minute and 31 seconds left. Here we go. Putting them on the free throw, making them earn it here. Very exciting game. All right, first shot is up. Good. 61-58. Upcoming second shot. I tell you what, Kalskag boys have been doing their job, hitting those free throws. Second shot is no good. And I believe it will be Husky ball. Yes, Husky ball. Inbounds play. Here we go. High pressure from the Kalskag boys. Working it around. Foul on the floor. No shot. Foul on the floor. Going to go to the free throw line. Okay, 1 minute and 23 seconds left. 61-58, folks. We've been on the free throw line twice and missed it twice here, so we really need to get one here. First free throw is up, and it is good. So we're going to set up back again. 62-58, Husky lead. Here we go. Shot's coming up with a minute and 23 seconds off the back of the iron. Kalskag boys get the rebound. All right. See, whistle was blown. And I believe there was a foul on the floor from the Huskies. All right. Kalskag boys are going to be shooting two with a minute and 18 seconds left. 62-58. First shot is up. And it's good. They have done a nice job at the line, folks. 62-59. A minute and 18 seconds left. Second shot is up. No good. Whistle on the floor. Another foul on White. Looks like the Kalskag boys will be shooting another free throw with a minute and 16 seconds left. All right, the referees are working it out here, making sure everything is legit. Here we go. All right, let's see what we got. Some switching around there, like the players are moving around on the free throw, getting it all set up. First shot up and no good. And the second shot's upcoming. They are in the double bonus, so they get two shots no matter what. Second shot, no good. Rebound. Husky ball. Okay, a minute and 12 seconds left. Sorry about the delays there, folks. It's just kind of hard to see and kind of hard to hear with the internet and the crowd going really loud. Here we go. Husky ball inbounds. And there is a foul on the floor with 1 minute left to go. 62-59. Putting us on the line with a minute and six left. Again, I've said this every time. We've got to hit those free throws, put the pressure on the other team. Okay, here we go. First free throw is up. No good. All right, we are in the double bonus as well, so we get another shot at it. And we just need one here. Huskies need one. Kalskag has done a wonderful job of getting back into this game. Here we go. Second shot is up. No good. And I believe it is a jump ball possession. We'll go to Kalskag. All right, a minute and 5 seconds left. Kalskag ball. Everybody's setting it up. Referee's checking to make sure everything's good. Ball is in. Inbounds play. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. A collision on the floor with a minute and 4 seconds left. And I believe it's another foul. So Kalskag will take it to the free throw line again. All right, let's see what they do on the line here. It's 62-59 with a minute and 4 seconds left. Here we go, folks. First shot is up. And it is good. 62-60. Kalskag chipping back in. Chipping, chip away at that lead. They're under a two-pointer now. Second shot is good. Huskies up by one with 1 minute left in the game. Let's see how the pace happens here. And they foul again to save some time. I'll tell you what, these last minutes of the game are critical. Put us on the line. I'll tell you what, Kalskag has been hitting their free throws. We've got to match them right here with our free throws. Let's see how we do. We are in double bonus, so we are guaranteed two. First shot is up, and it is good. First shot is up and good. So it is 63-61. Need this one here. We really need this one here. All right. Second shot on its way. It is up. And it is good. Very nice looking form there. 64-61. Let's see how Kalskag responds to this with the high pressure from the Husky press. All right. Huskies retreat. Making them work for it. Hopefully no fouls here. Don't want them to foul. Shots up. Rebound is no good. And I believe it is Husky ball. With 47 seconds left in the game, it's 64-61. I tell you what, this has been an exciting, hard-fought game by both teams. I'm glad I have the privilege of just watching it on the internet, folks, and bringing it to you after it is over. Here we go. Huskies inbounds the ball. And I believe there was a turnover. Layup no good. Scramble for the ball. Huskies bring up with it. All right. See what we do. We're dribbling around. believe there was a turnover. And see, I don't know if it was a timeout. Yes, there was a timeout called, so we will take a break. Okay, after the timeout, Cal Skag ball. They are down by, I believe, 3. So once I get a ticket, look at the scoreboard, I will look at it and tell you the score. Inbound play looks good. It is 64-61. And I believe there was a foul on the floor with 14 seconds left in the game. Smart foul. Can't shoot a 3 when you're on the free throw line. So it's 64-61. Shooting 2 with 19 seconds left to go. Cal Skag has done a nice job on the free throw line in the second half to get back into this game. Subs coming in, making sure everything's all right and proper before we get started. Here we go. Getting ready for play. Refs reminding the teams of the timeouts. First shot is up. No good. All right. Remember, it is a double. I believe it is a double-double, or excuse me, a double bonus, so they get to shoot one more. First shot was no good with 19 seconds left. All right. Second shot is up on its way, and it is good. 64-62 with 19 seconds left. Inbounds play, and a very quick foul. Very, very quick foul there to put us on the line. Okay. 2 seconds was wasted between that foul. Cal Skag is immediately subbing in. Gotta wait for the first shot. This is a double bonus here, so we get 2 shots no matter what. Whew, tell you what, this is nerve-wracking. Great game here, the great game to watch. Okay, let's see. Making sure no one fouled out. There's been a lot of fouls the second half. Referee's checking. Make sure everybody's clean, nobody's fouled out. Alright. Let's check here to see if everything's okay. Yeah, it looks good. Alright. Here we go. After that little break, first shot is up. No good. Alright, we get one more. Okay, lining back up, lining the players back up, getting set for play. Ref hands the shooter the ball here for the Huskies. Huskies are winning 64-62 with 17 seconds left. Second shot is no good, long rebound, Cal Skag. Cal Skag comes down with the ball. Trying to trap on that corner there. And I believe there was another foul. With 7 seconds left. Alright, let's see what they're calling here. Yes, there was a foul with 7 seconds left. Down by 2. The Cal Skag boys are down by 2. Accu-Chuck Huskies are winning 64-62 with 7 seconds left. Double bonus here. They get to shoot 2. These really count here. First one is up and good. 64-63 with 7 seconds left to go. Alright, let's see what we do here on the second one. Here we go. Second one is up. And it is no good. Huskies rebound the ball and a foul with 3 seconds left to go. 64-63. Oh my goodness, folks. This is a thriller in Akiak. I am sweating. Whew, put the sleeping bags away. I'm telling you what, no one's going to sleep after tonight. 3 seconds left to go in the game, 64-63. We have a double bonus. This is where the free throws count. We hit both of these. They got to shoot 3 points. They got to get a three-pointer. Kind of make you think as a coach, if you make 2 of these free throws, do you put them on the line, make them shoot 2? Or do you let them go the whole way, length of the court, and try to shoot that long 3 to tie it back up? I don't know. I'd probably try to go for the long-range 3. But hey, I'm not coaching, and I don't get paid to make those decisions, and that's a great thing, I can tell you that, because I would not want to be in this pressure cooker right now. I'm just glad to bring you the game. Usually I take a break during the timeout, but with this all on the line to go to the States. I think I want to be with you and let you know that the crowd has been hyper. They've been excited. They've been loud. They've cheered both teams. They've been respectful of both teams. Referees have been great. Coaches have been great. The players have been great. All around, just a classic of a game. Burning down the barn here at Akiak Regional Tournament with 3 seconds left to go. We are shooting two. That would be the Akiachuk Husky boys shooting two in a double bonus with 3 seconds left to go. We do have people back to defend the long pass if we happen to miss. Hopefully no fouls if we miss. Fouls would hurt us. So we'll push one up, and it is good. 65-63. We need to make one more here to really make it hard on the Kalskag boys to come back and even tie it up the game. But let's see what we do here. Second shot is up, and it is good. 3 seconds left to go in the game. Inbounds ball. Two. And the Huskies are going to the States. Winner, 66-63. Great game, everybody. Wow, I tell you what, that is a great game, and the boys are cheering. Whew, I tell you what, great game, Kalskag, great game, Akiachuk. I'm glad that I could be able to bring you this game. Again, this is Principal Barr from the Akiachuk Huskies. I'm so proud of our boys and so proud of the Kalskag boys, the two coaches embrace. Great game, and good luck in the States. Hope you enjoyed the Akiachuk Husky Pride Podcast. Please join our Facebook by just following us. Have a wonderful day and be safe.